voor programma dan?
Misschien moeten we eens een paterfysicus uitnodigen om het nog een keer te laten uitleggen.
En ja, lieve luisteraars, is nog steeds live vanuit Paradiso. Ik ben heel benieuwd wie er nu nog luistert, of misschien later. Dat is altijd mogelijk, omdat het een en ander gearchiveerd wordt op radiopattenbrug.nl in het archief linksboven. Ik heb een hele leuke avond hier, verrassend. Veel leuke mannen en vrouwen gezien, gesproken. En met mede radiomakers natuurlijk. En veel gelukkige mensen. Dat is goed om te zien. Mooie, lieve, gelukkige mensen. Ongelooflijk. Live, nog steeds. Dus gaan eens even kijken wat wij kunnen doen, dames en heren. Ja. Ik hoor nog steeds wat. Even kijken. Ja, het is een geweldige atmosfeer hier. Ik hoop dat u zich ook een beetje vermaakt. U en jij. Jij nu. wie dan ook. Even kijken, ik zie een gigantische playlist. En eens even kijken of we de boel stop kunnen zetten.
Lach van de dood. Notje del Muerte. Kicks Ass met haar ponsbak.
Ik lees hier ook dat Claude Monet, die heeft ook veel van zijn kunstwerken, waaronder de beroemde lelies, vernield uit zijn depressie. Dat hadden we vanavond nog niet gehad, volgens mij. Hij heeft geschreven aan zijn vrouw.
Dat hadden we vanavond niet over depressie gehad.
Nee, dat kan niet in het gaten gehad. Dus, one day things are not too bad.
The next day all is lost. En he keeps putting the blame on himself. En hij heeft dus diverse werken.
Juist.
Ongeveer 30 van zijn watertuin schilderijen.
En het feest gaat maar door. De mensen blijven dansen.
Omdat hij ging twijfelen aan zijn eigen schilderkunst.
Maar mogelijk zegt ja.
Pardon? Monet?
Dat is allemaal leuk en aardig.
Over,
maar ik zit hier thuis. Of ik zit hier of daar. En wat dan nog?
Op 10 oktober 2007.
Misschien geniet u daar een beetje van de muziek. De gesprekken. En met ondertussen bezig met het maken van een leuk schilderij. Een tekening. Kijk tv. Meestal niet. Helaas.
Opsporing.
Het vijftal drong zondagmorgen vroeg het museum door.
Focussen, terwijl het uiteindelijk echt dus een samenspel is van die ontvanger.
Neemt hij alles op of niet? Wat is het,
alles wordt uitgezonden.
Integraal. Oh ja, tof. Ja, dat klopt inderdaad. Ja. En wat vond je daar eigenlijk van?
Het was een... ja, interessant. Was toch best oké.
Oké, heel mooi. Sorry. Nou, ik ben Cyril Directie, maar dat wist jij natuurlijk al. En hoe heet jij?
Hans Kuiper, Inspector Casino.
Inspector Casino, Hans Kuiper. Wacht even, ik geef je even aan Pieter de Bot. Piet, kom even zeggen.
Live op Radio 100. Een kippenvel momentje. Ja. Kan je nog steeds bellen? Ook of kan je biepen? Kan ik nog gebiept worden? Je mag biepen, zeg maar. Heb je je bieper bij? Natuurlijk heb ik mijn bieper bij me. Sinds 1997 heb ik mijn bieper nooit meer losgelaten. Om zo maar te zeggen.
Niet onbelangrijk, die bieper. Hé, hey, leuk man, te gek voor deze input. Juist.
Ik mis Fabiola een beetje.
Ja, wie niet? Helaas. Ja, geweldig.
Even een serieuze noot tussendoor. Serieus weet ik niet, maar wel een emotioneel moment.
Ja, het was even rustig, serieuze moment. Voor Fabiola. Het levend kunstwerk. Ooit. En hey, zie je. Het was een bijzondere bijdrage hier. Weer de drummer van de Hans Dulfer Band. Die ik, ik was 2 dagen in Amsterdam. En die zag ik in de oudste koffieshop van, misschien wel Nederland spelen. Ondertussen wordt het weer drukker. De mensen komen naar beneden en naar boven. En ondertussen wordt er lekker gefeest, gedanst. Ik heb een paar geweldige, goede dansers gezien, ook hiernaast. In een kleine ruimte waar de DJ's ook al de hele avond doordraaien. En ik zou zeggen, maak er nog iets moois van. Die avond. We zetten de radio een kleintje beetje, of in ieder geval de sound files een beetje zachter. Maar niet dus. Ik moet zeggen, het is een leuk mixingprogrammaatje hier. Waarvan niet altijd duidelijk is welke knop waarheen leidt. Maar ja, dat is de meeste van het leven, niet waar? Dacht ik ook. Ondertussen lopen hier weer alle geweldig geklede dames en heren langs. Waar ze vandaan komen, het is een raadsel. Maar blijkbaar vertoeft dat het toch allemaal weer in en rond Amsterdam. En dat stemt mij oftewel zeer positief. Geweldig. Dus, beste mensen. Dear people. Yes, I know you're listening the whole night. And we are still broadcasting live. From the Paradiso Pop Temple. And we don't stop till the end. We go until the... Don't stop till the end again, enough. Dat dacht ik ook. Radio Patrouille, de enige underground zender op dit moment van Amsterdam mogelijk wijzen. Die nog wat meer experiment doet. Natuurlijk zijn er goede andere DJ-zenders. Red Light Radio doet leuke dingen. Maar er is wat van het experimentele af. Dat heb ik begrepen. Mijn staccato taaltje is weer terug. En u weet erom. Dear people. Maybe you're still listening, maybe not. We are broadcasting the whole night here from the Pop Temple in Amsterdam. Paradiso. If you visit Amsterdam, pass by. Once a year, there's a very big party in the honor of a small village, former village, now inhabited by artists. And they give their 40th anniversary party the 20th of December each year. And it's a full program with many acts, music, theater, theatrical acts, and radio, of course. Tijd voor ons healing moment. Healing the world. Healing. Healing the world. En wij weten natuurlijk, and we know people. Healing the world is necessary once in a while. Maybe more while than once. But that's for insiders. A lot of dancing going on. Ja, dat was onze Eva die weer voorbij kwam. Ik dacht, Eva. Dan gaan we gewoon naar Hef and the Have-Nots. Hef and the Have-Nots. All right. All right. I don't know if you ever been to a great club party, but privately party organized. Last New Year's Eve, I was having New Year's Eve, very nice New Year's Eve party in Lisbon, Portugal. Beautiful city. It's an amazing city. And maybe it's a city also with many potential. Dwapeli. Maar langzamerhand gaan er toch mensen weg, maar er komen weer mensen binnen. Tjoeke tjoeke. Tjoeke tjoeke tjoeke. Ah. Dois parler.
Door te geven valt moet worden. En zo zie je ook dat juist door die elektro. Dit creëert ook een taurus. Dat is een.
We only start to work when there's no money. Mañana, 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 mañana. Hey!
Lekker droog. Het is een bijzondere ervaring, moet ik zeggen.
Wat het tijdens is, is ook de vraag, kun je ook stellen van nou, we hebben onszelf, wat gaan we ermee doen? Nou, we zijn onszelf, maar we moeten weten in deze situatie wie we zijn. Dat is op waterniveau aan de orde. Vervolgens kun je zeggen van nou, nu we weten wie we zijn.
Ja. Sweet Mary.
En naar kunnen handelen, wat is dan aan de orde?
Delen.
Delen. Verspreiden. Hoe?
Met liefde.
Met liefde. Ja.
Juist. Yes.
Om één kant de minst de leuke kant om die erachter te houden.
Kan
je
de kant laten zien?
Ja.
Mary. Oké, mensen. Ik heb hier een paar geïnteresseerde radiomakers en die willen mij wat vragen stellen.
Ja, hallo meneer de radiomaker. Houdt allemaal interviews. En ik vroeg me zo af, waar interview jij over?
Nou kijk, we hebben over Ruigoord gesproken. En de geschiedenis daarvan. Dus veel mensen die al veel jaren op dit feest komen, maar ook in Ruigoord zelf en de geschiedenis daarvan. En het thema vanavond is een beetje, hè?
Luisterrijk.
Wat?
Luisterrijk. En dat betekent ook
eclatant. Zeg het nog eens, afluisterrijk.
Afluisterrijk, oh, afluisterrijk. Oh, die had ik nog
even. Het gaat over.
This program is brought to you by Resonance FM. If you like what you hear, please support our work by making a donation at resonancefm.com/donate.
Hey everybody, you listen to Resonance 104.4 FM. My name is Art Terry, and the show is titled, Is Black Music? Is Black Music is an alternative black music show. We do a lot of black folk, black country, and black avant-garde classical. We like to do a lot of conceptual black music, and we're going to explore today a very special subject. Pertinent.
In some far place,
so far place,
many light years in space,
light years in space,
I'll wait for you,
I'll wait for you,
I'll wait for you,
I'll wait for you.
We're human feet,
human feet.
Never try,
never try.
I'll wait for you,
I'll wait for you,
I'll wait for you,
I'll wait for you.
Where human eyes,
human eyes,
have never seen,
have never seen.
I'll build a world,
build a world,
an abstract dream,
an abstract dream.
And I'll wait for you,
I'll wait for you,
I'll wait for you.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Yeah, this is Black Music, and we got to talk to you tonight about some of the current issues. That's right, we're going to deal with the Oscar slap in our own way, which is conceptually. We take things personally. Humor is meant to be a release. It is meant to help us release our problems and pain. That is why there's always a butt of the joke. Humor is always about something hurtful and or problematic. It is a gateway offered to move on, to help us grow bigger than our own insecurities and feelings of self-importance.
It's some far place.
Some far place.
Life is in space.
Many life is in space.
I'll wait for you.
I'll wait for you.
I'll wait for you.
I'll wait for you.
We're human beings.
We're human beings.
I've never tried.
We're able to laugh at our tragedies. We're able to transform individual sadness into collective joy and community bonding. Comedy is a way of exposing a hidden, sensitive, sacred beauty. Because we as a black community have been so traumatized by colonization, slavery, and racism, critique is taken as criticism. Notions of inferiority and supremacy haunt us into the feeble and vulnerable shelter of insecurity.
I'll wait for you. Where human eyes have never seen.
Once this shelter is intruded upon, our immediate option seems to be censorship and violence. Tonight's program will explore black comedy, its origins, and the dozens. Featured artists are Zainab Johnson, Eddie the Dreamer, KRS-One, comedians Dominique, and Memphis Minnie. We're going to start with some Zainab Johnson. Listening to Sunrise Orchestra right now play our theme song, I'll Wait For You. My name is Art Terry. I want to let you know my single's coming out on Friday, April 8th. Make it. Hope you can get it. Thank you very much.
Give it up for my afro. It excites me because I had a shaved head for 7 years. I was never late anywhere. When I started growing it back, my friend was like, Zainab, I didn't know your hair grew like that. I was like what? I tried to lead her down a racism trap. I was like, how does my hair grow? She was like, you know, it's tight and coarse. I was like, oh, no, that's the misconception. My hair grows very straight. Then I walk out into the world and oppression makes it tight and coarse. We're not friends anymore. Which is okay because I have 12 siblings. I know, my mom's vagina, right? Whenever I tell people that, they're like, wow, your parents were having a lot of sex. I'm like, at least 13 times since we're counting. They also ask me like, oh, did you come from a religious family? And yes, I did, I'm Muslim. I know I'm underdressed. Okay. I actually had a guy break up with me because I was Muslim. He was like, Zainab, I really wanna marry you, but I need you to be Christian. And I was like, I really wanna marry you too, but I need you to be financially stable.
Come through this pain, it's really not the same. Now shot this shit down, not a bag, but we can spend some time, yeah. And I don't mean a brag, but I can get you what you like, yeah. Diamonds on the ice, if you like, I don't really like that. She just wanna vibe, I think I like that. Conectamos igual que Bluetooth, echando la mira como en YouTube. Don't lenguaje, that shit gonna bruise. This is the new generation, you lose. I wanna talk about it, then let's talk. You know I drippy from bottom to top. Say that I'm funny, calling me Chris Rock. I find it ironic, cause you want my rock. Love is so funny, and it should stop. Made so much money from stirring the pot. I ain't going back to the car, and I won't talk to the cops, no. This game, we play is so different. This game, we play is so different.
Some MCs get their notoriety through battling, meaning that back in the days, we used to call it the dozens. Slaves were sold one by one unless there was a defect. Their leg was hurt, an arm was severed, mental issues, maybe sick. Those people were sold in a dozen. So slaves would start going back and forth with each other saying, well, your head's bigger than your neck, and that makes you a lollipop. Ah, your mother is so this, I could do that. Ah, and everybody would laugh at you. Then eventually became the dozens. So the idea of battling coming out of this tradition called the dozens, where you verbally attack your opponent and your opponent verbally attacks you until somebody breaks down and either wants to fight, cries, whatever it is, or a judge deems the battle won by either opponent. This trickles over into rapping. It was Zulu Nation that first brought up the idea of we don't have to shoot at each other or beat on each other or this. We can actually use this tradition of the dozens to actually have verbal warfare through art. Mm-hmm.
want all you women folks to fall in line. Shake your shimmy like I'm shaking mine. You shake your shimmy and you shake it fast. You can't shake your shimmy, shake your yes, yes, yes. Now you a dirty Mr. Beetle. Love and a cheater. Slippy in the dust. Your pappy in the cup. Your mama do the dog. Yonder go your mom going across the field, running and a shaking like an automobile. I hollered at your mama and I told her the way. She slipped away from me like a cat in that gate. Now she's a running Miss Peter. Robber and a cheat. Slap is a cut. Slippy is a duck. Your mama do the dog is all. Your mama like your sister too. I did like your daddy, but your daddy wouldn't do. I met your daddy on the corner the other day. You know about that he was funny that way. So now he's a funny mistreater. Robber and a cheater. Slip you in the dust. Your papa is your cousin. Your mama do the dog is all. He made him stout. Wasn't satisfied until he made him a snout. Made his snout just as long as a rail. He wasn't satisfied until he made him a tail. He made his tail just a fan to fly. He wasn't satisfied until he made some eyes. He made his eyes just to look over gray. He wasn't satisfied until he made a yes, yes, yes. Made a yes, yes, yes. And didn't get it fixed. He wasn't satisfied until it made him sick. It made him sick, Lord, and made him well. You know about that the infant caught him. Now he's a dirty mistreater. A robber and a cheater. Slippy in the dust. Poppy in the cup. Your mama to the dog.
I'm very pleased to introduce our next guest. You've seen her on Chappelle's Show. She is Dominique.
What's up, y'all? Y'all look good. Good working class audience. Just whatever you do, make sure it make you happy. If it don't make you happy, pray over it and let it go. That's why I don't pay credit card bills and stuff like that no more. I prayed over that thing and Jesus told me, let it go. I sent them the letter that Jesus sent me. I said, you keep playing, you're going to get struck down here. You know, but bad credit, it ain't all that bad. It do got its perks, though. At least you don't have to worry about identity theft. Because if you steal my name, they gonna lock you up. I bet that. We got everybody in here too. Black people, white people. I like everybody. But if you ain't white, you black. I don't care what you call yourself. Mexican, Jamaican, all we all the same. Because George Bush don't see nothing but us and them. And if you ain't us, you them. Because if they pulled up a bus right now and said we was going back to slavery, yes, hey, that mean you too. Jamaica Rude Boy, you come on too. Asians, bring the computers. Y'all come on too. This a new slavery, www.slavery.com. They just punch your picture up and you come up grinning. I wouldn't have been no good slave no way because I wouldn't have did nothing he told me to do. When he told me to pick cotton, I would have been like this, excuse me. Excuse me. Master Joe. You see he trying to act like he don't hear me, right? And y'all go ahead and quit singing. They think we happy. Quit singing. Master Joe, if I tell you this, could I come in the house? Harry Tubman and them been reading books. They told me tell you go to hell. That's right. Tell you, man.
And take care of yourself, too. They closing all these little general hospitals down. Get you some health insurance. You walking around with splinters on your car and got chest pain all up through your arm right here. Talking about what side's your heart on, this side or this side. I don't know, but it's been hurting about a month. You got a knot on your neck and you taking Advil. Go to the doctor. Calling all your friends. Talking about, is it getting better? No, it's getting worse. And it's starting to leak. Get off my couch. My kids play on that couch. Because what you going to do when you go in there and you ain't got no health card? They ain't going to see you. You're going to be like, they're going to say, may I help you? You're going to say, I need to see the doctor. I got chest pain. They're going to say, okay, can I see your card? I don't have a card. You don't have a card? Hold on, Sharon. He said he ain't got no card. Huh? Wait a minute, you got to stand up till I talk to Sharon. Hold up. Tell him what? Oh, she told me, tell you drink a ginger ale and go like this. See if you can't get that gas to move around a little bit. See if you can't burp. Got no health card running around here. Get you some life insurance in case you drop dead. You done lived your whole 50, 60 years, now somebody got to bury you. That ain't cool. If you die on me, you short. Because when they call me, I'm going to say, that's him. I mean, y'all can keep him because I ain't got no money up here for him. Use him as a model dead man or something. When people come in there, just have him propped up. Looking. Live your life well, though, too. So in case you get old and sick, the people take care of you, though. If you don't live your young years good, you get old, ain't nobody gonna take care of you. You get sitting there, you sick, you nice. You done tormented me my whole life. Now I need therapy, can't get off the liquor. Now you plastic. I'm telling you, my uncle was a bad man. He died, when he died, they didn't even put no outfit on him. He had on a wife beater and sweatpants. I ain't never walked up to the casket and laughed, you know what I'm saying? I walked up outside. Y'all wrong for this right here. His glasses had tape on them and everything. And you know, he looked like he wanted to say something, you know what I'm saying? But he couldn't, you know what I'm saying? And my aunt smacked him and said, stop making that face. Showing off and you dead? Make no sense, man. That's why when I die, I don't want to have no funeral because I'm a control freak. You know what I'm saying? If I can't control what's going on, I don't want to be laid up there on display like that. You know, but what if you could respond at your own funeral? You just laying there, somebody say something, you don't like, Shirley, don't say that. That ain't none of these people business. Why y'all got him speaking? He ain't even like me. It's bogus, man. In your life well, man. And be in healthy relationships, too. Don't be getting beat up when your eye look like this. This ain't no love right here. Don't nobody look at you and say, look at Tanya, she in love. See that purple heart in her eye? That's that love thing right there. You getting beat up, clap. Ain't no shame. I'm just playing. But if he tell you to clap, you better clap. I don't care if he tell you, get up and dance. Dance and sit down. Don't show off and get beat up on our account. Can't be falling in love all quick. These men beating us up wholesale, man, for real. You got to get to know these dudes. Go to some cookouts and stuff. See if his family can read and that type of stuff. You know, he might be on prescription. They might be crazy. You frying chicken, he just bop you upside your head. You're like, why you hit me? Because I'm tripping. And I hit you again. And don't be getting your friends involved and you ain't leave. My friend getting pistol whipped and she calling me. If he pistol whipping you and he love you, what I'ma do? Next thing you know, I come over there, he hit me in my head with a brick. Now I'm in the hospital on the tube blinking once for no and twice for yeah. I'm paralyzed on my left side, y'all sending out wedding invitations. My mother got to feed me and you bopping down the aisle. And I'm all slumped over, crooked up. I mean, I'ma come get you, I'ma honk the horn and you right out. If he chase you, I'ma drive up the street right fast. He about to catch you, jump in the trunk, he about to catch you. Hey y'all, I'm Dominique, I had a bomb, baby.
Dominique! Good show, baby.
Thank you.
Dominique.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You listen to It's Black Music on Resonance 104.4 FM. My name is Art Terry. I'm happy to be your host today. We're looking into African-American comedy and, you know, just how we use it and why we use it. We just heard Zanab Johnson.